8 o'clock on New Year's Day, 8:02 in the Kia Studios, rolling along on this edition of Time Out with Eric Slaughter, 404-726-0929. ESPN has, Rod, turned their attention to the final quarterfinal matchup in this CFP of 2025. The Dogs and the Rebels kick off only a few minutes away. Pete Golding, the head coach, the new head coach of Ole Miss, we'll see if he can fare any better than Lane Kiffin did taking on Kirby Smart. Don't think so. I don't think Lane has ever won a game against Kirby, not when he was at Tennessee. I don't think Kirby was there then. I don't know, but still, Lane didn't win any. And didn't Ole Miss did beat Georgia last year, didn't they? They did. This year was a revenge game, so we'll see. All right, so while we are waiting for the Georgia and Ole Miss game to kick off, I figured it was a good time to have a open caller segment, 404-726-0929. I just got a question. I have a very simple question. I went back and looked at the numbers. Anyway, they say the numbers.
Look at the numbers.
2025 was not a good year in this town, okay? Atlanta United finished next to last in MLS standings. The Braves, fourth in the National League East. The Hawks, they ended 2025 as a play-in team, lost, was done quick. Their record last year, 40-42. First half of this year, we're currently 16-19, about to go on a 3 or 4 game road trip. Don't know. I mean, this was supposed to be a year we're supposed to be a top 4 seed. Not looking so good right now. And the Falcons, currently 7-9, with a tough rivalry game coming up Sunday, 1 o'clock. Hear that game right here. Sports Radio 1990 game. Our coverage starts every Sunday, 9 a.m. with the Wade Ford tailgate show. Then the Falcons Radio Network pregame show, kickoff at 1 o'clock. And I'll be back Sunday night with Chris Turtle Thomas for the Falcons flyover. We know we're going to be under 500. Could 7-10 be again? I mean, how many times in this? 7-10 again? Maybe. We'll see. But we know this was not the 2025 that any of us envisioned for the Atlanta Falcons. Okay? Hawks are playing. Falcons got one more game to go. Braves and United are done. So there's only one place to go, hopefully, for all these teams in 2026, and that's up. But my question is, which team needs it the most? Which team needs to sit there and say, look, 2026 needs to be our year. We need it more than the other teams. My answer is the Braves, okay? Because the Braves are going to be the only true team in this town that we probably should say to ourselves, well, that's a championship contender, okay? The Falcons, after they play Sunday, are going to go into an offseason of nothing but questions. Now, we'll know early next week, at least we should, whether or not Raheem Morris will still be the coach, okay? Whether he is the coach or whether he's not, the first month will be, well, why did we keep him? Or who's the new guy? Okay, we'll deal with that. And then we got a whole offseason where we don't have a first-round draft pick of asking and wondering, well, who starts game one at quarterback? Will Michael Penix Jr. be ready? That'd be a remarkable recovery and rehab. Will Kirk Cousins restructure his contract? Or will he say, why would I do that? Y'all owe me the money, pay me. Or send me somewhere else and they'll give me every dime I'm worth. Okay? So it's going to be a lot of questions, a big offseason for the Falcons. So how can we go into 2026 thinking that the Falcons are going to be ready to just be a juggernaut on the football field? The Hawks, well, you got a second half of the year to prove to us that you can be better than what you're showing us right now at 16-19. Atlanta United, got to go up, right? So after thinking of those three, it's got to be the Braves. The Braves should be another championship World Series contender. Last year, 2025, has to be a blip on the radar. Walt Weiss is your new manager. Spencer Strider's coming back healthy. Acuna should be there from day one. All the building blocks are there for the Braves to return right back to playoff contenders, getting back to the NLCS, probably taking on the Dodgers, and maybe getting into the World Series. It's not a major rebuild. It's not a, you know, A lot of question marks. The Braves have all the required materials. We just need to live up to the roster. We need not to have most of our roster spend time on the injury list. Okay? We need Ozzy to play like an all-star. We need Austin Riley to stay healthy. We need Ronnie to stay healthy. We need our top of the lineup or the top of our rotation to be healthy. If those things happen, we don't lead Major League Baseball in games missed by starting pitchers. The Braves should be able to be right back into playoff contention and maybe say, hey, this team can win a World Series. So in my opinion, that means 2026 is most important for the Braves. But I want to know what you think. 404-726-0929. Dom, did I give you a chance? What do you think? Which team in this town needs 2026 the most?
I would tend to agree with you on the front for the Braves. I just think that there's too much talent for this team to be where they find themselves.
Last year has to be a anomaly because of all the injuries.
Yeah, and it's really tough because everyone else, like, I feel like you can give at the very least a legit reasoning as to why. Like the Hawks, you've dealt with a lot of injuries, and you could say that you never really put something around Trey, right? The Falcons, you know, Michael Penix getting hurt, and then the way the quarterback situation unraveled.
And the lack of coaching, the lack of game preparation,
exactly.
The bad special teams, the lack of game management.
Right.
Pick a lot of reasons.
Yeah, United just kind of felt like a team that never really gelled and never really had any cohesiveness and understood kind of what their identity was.
After going out and hiring a coach that had won an MLS Cup.
Yeah, so it was rough, but I agree. I think that the Braves are the ones where they're the ones with the least amount of excuses.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you got continuity because you stayed in-house for your manager.
So you all are supposed to be contenders. You have a roster that is filled with a lot of very good names.
You got guys who are ex-MVPs.
Right.
Cy Young Award winners.
They need to play like it.
Silver Sluggers.
Exactly.
They've won. You've got guys who've won Gold Gloves defensively. The Braves have a roster loaded up and down that has very few weaknesses when they're all healthy. You got MVPs. You got Cy Young Award winners. You got rookies of the – how many rookies of the year – do the Braves have, including this year's? You got Drake Baldwin, he was a rookie of the year. Ronald Acuna was a rookie of the year. Spencer Strider was a rookie of the year candidate. Austin Riley was a rookie of the year candidate. You've got a roster, a impressive roster of baseball players on the Braves roster, okay? The Falcons don't know who their quarterback's going to be in week one. We don't know who our coach is going to be come Monday evening, okay? Some people think Raheem Morris will get another chance. Some people say come Monday morning, no matter what happens Sunday, he should be fired. I mean, that's a lot of ifs. That's a lot of what ifs. A month from now, will arguably the best-known player on the Atlanta Hawks, because Trey Young's the best-known player on the Hawks. He's not the best player on the Hawks. I don't think that's even a debate anymore. There's not even a debate anymore who's the best player on the Atlanta Hawks. It's Jalen Johnson, okay? Will he be here? Will this team have a new leader? Will Jalen Johnson have to put himself on the NBA map and prove? So you got a lot of questions. I mean, Quinn Snyder's seat has got to be getting hot. It's got to be getting a little toasty for what the Hawks have done in the past couple years, because we can't get out of the play-in, and now we're right back in it. So it's got to be the Braves. The Braves are the one team in this town that should be able to make a quick, fast turnaround and get right back to where they're supposed to be. So that means 2026 should be more important to the Braves than any of the other teams in this town. 404-726-0929. Which team do you think needs 2026 the most? Which team do you think can't wait to get their 2026 season started? That's the question I have for you. Let's go up to Cherokee County. Scott in Canton. The question is simple. Which team needs 2026
the most? Hey, man, how
are you? I'm good, man. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing fantastic. I'm going to take this a couple different ways. If you look at it from a city of Atlanta and state of Georgia standpoint, it's got to be the Braves because they are the heart and soul of this. I'm a transplant. I only been here about 5 years. I moved down here from the Northeast. And the first thing was, you know, you got to understand the Braves, and the Braves are the heart and soul of this city. So from a city standpoint, it's got to be the Braves, and they're the ones that are set up to do it the most. But from a perspective of looking at what's coming ahead, Atlanta United has to do it, because you got so much soccer coming here and you got so much that you can make out of that and turn this town around. Granted, it's a soccer town too, but it's a baseball town first. It's a basketball team last. It's somewhere in the middle there. You know, you've got football. But it's got to be the Braves, because they're the heart and soul. That's what everybody looks to. That's who everybody talks about. That's who everybody wants to make this happen. But from a what's happening in this city, the Atlanta United has to make it work, just to make people jump on board with what all is happening in soccer here. And so I think if you look at it from a city standpoint rather than a team standpoint or a fan standpoint, this city breathes, and the heartbeat is Braves first, Atlanta United second. Then, you know what, throw in basketball, throw in football. Football doesn't do anything, because they've screwed that thing up so badly that it really isn't going to be anything that kind of makes a huge difference. You know, I don't like Raheem. He talks too fast. He doesn't let anybody else talk. He doesn't want to hear anything that is – he, you know, bangs out everything in these, you know, wonderful little platitudes as fast as he can say them, and just so nobody else can say anything that contradicts him. So I don't like him at all. I think Michael Penix is made of glass, and, you know, so you've got those two, and then you've got basketball that you put a great roster together. They still can't do it because you've got a coach that has never done anything.
Right.
So that kind of is pretty much everything that I got.
Well, Scott, your analysis has been spot on. Appreciate your calls. We got to get ready to take a time out here on Time Off with Eric Slaughter. But Scott's got his points are very well. I mean, there's a reason why in the 30 major league towns that the Braves go into, half the stadium are filled with Braves fans, because this fan base is countrywide, not just state and citywide. So if the Braves are winning, it's good for it's good for all of Major League Baseball. The Braves probably have the second biggest fan base after the Yankees or something crazy like that. And this town is alive, especially in the summertime when the Braves are doing well. I agree. The Braves, to me, are the team that needs 2026 the quickest, the fastest, and the best. After that, it will be the Falcons. And Scott made a really good point. I said it before. With what's coming to this town, if Atlanta United can be winning at the same time, that's only a good recipe. But 404-726-0929, what team do you think needs 2026 the most? Because 2025 was not good for any team in this town. 404-726-0929. We'll take more calls when we come back. And they are underway in New Orleans. Time out with Eric Slaughter on this New Year's Day here, 404-726-0929. They are underway at the Allstate Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. 0-0, that's early in the first quarter. Each team has had the ball on offense one time, and both teams have punted it away. The Dogs came out in the first couple plays, looked really good. They were throwing swing passes. Gunner was scrambling around, and then all of a sudden they tried to play long ball, and Gunner was trying to find receivers way down the field. That's not his game. I don't understand why after, you know, having a couple swing passes and a couple runs and getting a couple first downs, all of a sudden you thought you were the greatest show on turf. You started airing the ball out trying to get the home run ball. Why? Made no sense. You moved the ball in like the first three plays easily. Just keep doing what you were doing. So they end up punting away. Now they've pinned Ole Miss deep. Ole Miss will get their second possession, and they'll need to go 99 yards. Good luck. on the Georgia defense. That ain't going to happen. So I'll update you that as the game is going, as they are underway. In the first two college football playoff games of the day, not including the Miami game last night, in the first two of the day, New Year's Day, the opposing defenses gave up 3 points total, the winning teams, that is. Oregon shut out Texas Tech 23-0. Indiana shut down Alabama 38-3. So the two winning teams have given up a combined 3 points in two playoff games. You're not supposed to have playoff games that are blowouts, okay? You're not supposed to have playoff games where a team goes scoreless and another team scores 3 points. So we'll see what happens in this game. And to be honest with you, Georgia can have one of those kind of games where they give up seven or less. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't barely give up maybe 7-8 points in this game overall. So we'll see. Got a long ways to go. Probably still another 55 minutes or so. So while the Dogs and the Rebels are playing, we are talking at 404-726-0929. And I have a very simple question. I woke up this morning. I looked back at 2025 for the Hawks, the Braves, the Falcons, and Atlanta United. And I realized, man, was not a great year for our Atlanta sports teams. None of them lived up to the preseason projections. Braves didn't make the playoffs. Sure, they didn't get close to the World Series. Falcons, this was the year. This was the year that the drought was ending. Well, guess what? Come Sunday at 4 o'clock, our year's done. Come Monday, we might have a new coach. Who knows? The Atlanta United, playoff team, right? Finished next to last in MLS soccer. And the Hawks of last year were in the play-in. They're halfway through this year, and we're headed right back towards the same thing. So with 2026 here, my question is simple. Which team in this town needs 2026 to be the best year for them? The Falcons going to have a lot of questions. The Atlanta United going to be on the world stage because soccer's coming to this town, but they got a new coach. Going to need for the first time ever, they're going to need a new goalkeeper. For the first time ever, Atlanta United will not have Brad Guzan, except for when he was injured, manning the goal for Atlanta United. So that's going to be a major change. He's been the leader of this team since day one. He's been El Capitan since day one. And the Hawks, well, in a month or so, our roster could be completely different. So, and by default, I say the Braves need 2026 more than any of those other teams because the Braves will have no excuses. They should be healthy from day one. New manager, but he's familiar with the team. He ain't got to learn no players. Alex has already brought in three or four guys that should make major contributions. And there's no way in the world that the Miami Marlins and the Mets, who are firing everybody, should be better than this team. We got to be at least in contention for the division wild card and back in the playoffs. But what's your opinion? 404-726-0929. I think we got Stan up in Jasper. That's in Pickens County, right? Stan, what's going on? Happy New Year.
Absolutely. Thank you. Great show as always. I think it's a thing to an extent about expectations as well. You expect the Braves to be there, so I agree with you a lot about them needing to be there. But I think when you've got a talent, the one thing that the Falcons, which football is America's pastime now, there's no kidding about that anymore. I think it's wildly important that they don't waste the talent that they've got there. And obviously not talking about quarterback, I'm talking about Bijan Robinson. I've watched teams for so many years waste wonderful talent. And I think he's a talent you can't waste. And the defense actually really is really kind of came along much quicker than anybody expected. So the hope that we could really open up things in the offseason, coach, quarterback, and try and get a little bit more on offense and push right away, because I think that's what's so important to every city in America is football. And so I think the Falcons have got to do stuff to use what they have right now and add to it.
Well, hey, Stan, I appreciate that. Happy New Year to you again, and appreciate the compliment on the show. Stan makes a really valid point, okay? Football is the most watched sport, American football, that is, the most watched sport in this country, okay? When your NFL team is doing well, your town, your city, your state, your region of the country is happy. And football in the NFL is one sport where a quick turnaround can be made really fast. We see it all the time. There's a team that the year before wins 5 or 6 games, and the next year they win 12 or 13. Matter of fact, I mean, we're looking at one right now with the New England Patriots, okay? The New England Patriots were a horrible team last year. Jared Mayo, who got his one chance, 1 year, got out of Dodge real fast. Drake May went from looking like maybe we made a bad decision to this man's going to probably win the NFL MVP in a landslide, okay? Every week that passes, unfortunately, Matthew Stafford is not playing great. Josh Allen is not going to repeat. That's not going to happen. We will have a new MVP this year, and the Patriots just keep winning. And Drake May, if it's probably locked up at this point that Drake May is going to be the MVP of the National Football League. So Stan is right. In the NFL, a team can make a turnaround really, really fast. I just don't think the Falcons are going to be able to do it because we're going to have way too many questions. I don't think there's any way in the world we can sit here on January 1st of 2026 and say to ourselves, with not knowing the status of who's going to be QB1 going into next year, that we can put any real expectations on the Falcons. The one common denominator for most teams, and I don't have any records in front of me, but usually when an NFL team makes a quick turnaround, it's usually because their quarterback has a really good year. Every once in a while, there's a defense that'll come out of nowhere and be like, yep, we're going to lead this team to a championship or something like that. But it's usually because the quarterback plays pretty good football. And who's our quarterback going to be week 1 of 2026? Can anybody, if you got a crystal ball out there and you can tell me who starts game 1, because if it's Michael Penix Jr., that's one heck of a fast recovery. That's one heck of a fast recovery. Who's going to be our coach? Who's going to be our coach come week 1 next year? We'll probably know come Monday night, because if Raheem still has a job Monday night, why fire him? If you don't know already, if Arthur Blank and the powers that be of the Atlanta Falcons need Sunday's game to make up their mind whether or not they're keeping or firing Raheem, then we're worse off than I thought, okay? Because you should know already. As a matter of fact, I mean, I guess you don't make an announcement, because if he's coming back, you could have just went out and said, you know what, we're bringing Raheem back and killed the mystery. So the fact that you have not done that, does that mean his fate is sealed? Does that mean you already know, look, we know you're winning games right now. We might go out on a 4-game winning streak, but we can't bring you back. Okay? If it's Monday at 12 noon and there hasn't been an announcement from Flowery Branch, why make an announcement? You make an announcement by not making an announcement, right? You're making an announcement. Does that make any sense? You're making an announcement by not making an announcement.
Yeah, I said no answer is the sometimes answer. Be an answer. Exactly.
No answer is the answer. So with that being said, we don't know what the Falcons will have. Okay? Atlanta United's got the coach coming back and soccer coming to this town. Atlanta United could be a big story, might not be. It's by default. It's got to be. The Braves need 2026. We need to wash that nasty taste of 2025 out of our mouth. We need to get back to the playoffs and back into World Series contention. Do we have a new caller? Who we got? Latif? Latif, where are you calling from? Yes, happy sir. New Year. And tell me, what team needs 2026 the most?
I didn't hear the question. I'm coming from the College Park Skyhawks game. But what was the question?
The question is this. With 2026 here, none of the teams in this town had a good 2025. Not a single one. Not the Falcons, not the Braves, not the Hawks, not Atlanta United. So which of the teams in this town need 2026 the most? Which of these teams in this town can make 2026 a good year? Because, once again, none of the teams in this town, none of them had a good 2025.
I mean, we have, for us to not have any championships, boy, these fans have some very high expectations. I think the Falcons have the best opportunity to improve in 2026 as long as they continue with the continuity. I mean, you know, I'm a half glass full type of guy, and if everything pans out like I expect it to be, everybody's 8-9, and that's more of a testament to the division than it is to the lack of talent that we have on our team. And, you know, it's a very young team.
Okay.
I do have a perspective. Yeah, go ahead. I have a perspective, though, about Kirk Cousins. Nobody's thinking about the idea that we can possibly extend his contract 2 more years.
Okay, if you do that, Latifah, we got 3 minutes before we take a break, and I'm going to let you have all three of them if you can stay with me. Okay, let's say you go to Kirk Cousins and say, hey, man, let's rework your deal, and we add 2 more years to you. How can you do that and tell Michael Penix you're still the future of this team? If you go to this man and say, I'm going to give you 2 more years, he's got to say, well, then it's my job, right? It's my job. So that answers our question. We'll know who our quarterback will be, but that's got to tell number nine that, hey, we just don't think you're the guy. What do you think about that?
Well, I totally agree with that because of the original plan. The original plan was to sit Mike until he was ready. And Kirk Cousins got hurt. He was 6-3. The plan was working until it stopped. I also feel like our organization definitely listens to the radio or to the fans way too much when it comes to decisions, because there was a little bit of pressure there just to say, yeah, Mike Penix is our starter, even though as I saw, I'm not sure about any other fans, I saw he wasn't ready. His footwork wasn't together. He couldn't take the snap from under center. So he needs another year. And lastly, he's probably going to be out until January.
Okay.
That gives him an opportunity to.
Okay, so if he's out until January, he hasn't played on the center, he doesn't read defensive well, his footwork's not great, and if you give Kirk 2 more years, when will he be ready? Because guess what? Remember this, in 2 more years, you got to decide whether you're going to re-up this man. And he's not going to say, oh, give me a hometown discount. It's pretty much, let me go somewhere else or pay me like a real quarterback. This town is doomed. If we give Kirk Cousins 2 more years, which I don't know at 37 years old if he's got that much left in him. If you do that, Michael Penix becomes a bust in this town. No ifs, ands, or buts. So we do got to go to break. So, Latifah, I appreciate that. This franchise is cursed, okay? We are in a no-win situation when it comes to our quarterback. If you give Kirk Cousins an extension so that you can lower his cap number, because we can't bring him back at $57 million. $57 million? That's more than Mahomes. That's more than Lamar. That might be close to what Josh Allen's number is going to be. You're going to bring Kirk Cousins back at that number? So you got to lower it, extend him, do something. If you do that, he's going to look right in the face and say, well, if you do this for me, I'm the man. Number nine's not the man. I'm the man, right? You got to look at me in my face and tell me I'm the man. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. A lot of questions. 404-726-0929. Which town in this team needs 2026 the most? I say it's the Braves. We all say it's the Braves. Well, no, Latif just said it was the Falcons. What do you say? 404-726-0929. Take a little time out here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter. The Dogs are down 3-0. We'll see if they can get on the board when we're on break. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to Time Out with Eric Slaughter. 404-726-0929. Having a little conversation about 2025 and 2026. I hope everybody listening to this station, driving along, having a good time, enjoying yourself, being safe and sound. I hope that you had a wonderful 2025. I hope that you look back on your 2025 and said, man, it was a good year. You know, maybe you accomplished something in your career, education, you saved money, you lost weight. All those things that we don't call them New Year's resolutions, but all those things you wanted to accomplish in 2025, hopefully you did. And now that 2026 is here, I wish everybody, all the people here at 929 The Game, and you know what, let's take a second right now to thank all our listeners, because I think, I guess, you know, the boss could tell us exactly, but for everybody out here who doesn't know, right now, 929 The Game, we had a great 2025, okay? We get emails, and this is a very results-driven business. My guy Turtle says it all the time. We're radio, just like television. We get our ratings, and we're looking at our, you know, success, and our success comes to who listens and who interacts, and we are very appreciative to all of our listeners, our you know, ones that listen all the time, the ones that listen some of the time. If you listen at all, we appreciate you for everything. And our 2025 here at this station was very, very, very good. And we want to keep it going in 2026, and we can't do it without you. And, you know, just like your personal goals, you have business goals. I hope that all of us have great 2026s. But with that being said, I looked back at 2025 for our sports teams. And somewhere in a meeting, the presidents and the GMs and the vice presidents, they're all looking back and said, well, hopefully we made some money in our books, because on the field of play, none of our teams did very good in 2026, okay? Three of our teams didn't even get close to sniffing the playoffs. The Falcons didn't get close. I mean, I know we were in contention to late in the year, but we didn't make it. Atlanta United, second to last team in all of MLS soccer. The Braves finished fourth in the National League East, a division they have dominated for the past gazillion years. The Hawks made the play-in. They didn't make the playoffs. Okay? Let's make sure we are accurate on this. The Hawks made the play-in yet again. And this time, after the first, Don, was it the first 3 years that the Hawks advanced out of the play-in? Last year, they did not advance out of the play-in, right? Was it 2 years?
Yes.
It was the first 3 years. They've been in the play-in every year.
Yeah.
And for the first 3 years, they advanced out of the play-in.
I was going to say, the play-in for the Eastern Conference is essentially just the Chicago, Atlanta, Miami Invitational.
Exactly. But for the first 3 years, the Hawks always advanced out of it. Well, last year, they didn't. And right now, if the playoffs started today on January 1st, we'd be right back in the play-in again. Well, at least we'll be into something, because none of our other teams are in anything. So my question is real simple. Which of our Atlanta teams, Hawks, Falcons, Braves, Atlanta United, need 2026 the most? Which team in this town can actually get to their projected win total in 2026? Which team in this town could be a playoff team in 2026? Not a play-in team, but a playoff team. Which team in this town needs 2026 to be their year? I say it's the Braves. The Braves are the one team in this town that go into the season healthy with a winning roster. No real – last year the Braves went into the season with a lot of question marks. When would Ronnie be back? When would Strider be ready? Neither one of them was ready for day one, but we all expected them to come back and perform well. Didn't really happen. Ronnie got injured again, a couple lingering injuries. I mean, that hot start he had when he first came back was amazing, but then he got injured again. We had half hour rotation was out by the halfway through April, okay? I mean, the rotation we thought we were going to have did not last very, very long. So I think we led all of Major League Baseball with missed starts by our starting five from day one. But if they're all healthy again, new manager who's already in the system, the Braves could really turn it around really fast, and we expect them to. And as one caller said, we need them to, because this town is a Braves first town. And that's debatable, but it may be the correct answer. So the question is, at 404-726-0929, which team needs 2026 the most? Which team can have the best 2026 in this town? So let's go to Kevin, who's driving his limo. I got a question for Kevin after he answers my question. What's going on, Kev?
Nothing much, man. Just out here on New Year's Day, did a couple of jobs, and did a couple of jobs last night. And we are just out here just cruising around. And we are an avid listener of the Shuttles in the morning show, the midday, the afternoon show. So I am a faithful listener, and congratulations on all the accolades for 2025. You guys absolutely deserve it. So
we appreciate that. And yes, we've had a great and listeners like yourself are a reason why we are really pretty much kicking butt and taking names here at 929 The Game. So answer my question. Of these teams in this town, which one needs 2026 the most?
I'm going to say the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going to set this up for you. The Braves have an established legacy of winning. We won the World Series, and we have an established legacy in Atlanta of dominance, of being a winning product. Last year was an anomaly. And I'm going to say the Atlanta Falcons simply because of the parity of the NFL. As you know, quarterback is the single most important position in the NFL. You got a great generational talent like Bijan Robinson. You got Drake London. And if I'm being honest, I think they need to try to keep Kyle Pitts and keep the franchise tag on him, because I think you're only going to downgrade if you go out and get another tight end. Let's just be honest. And even a like a 37-year-old quarterback that's a proven product that can even just manage the game at a high level, you can win with that in the NFL. The uncertainty of the quarterback position is the reason why they need it now, and because of the Super Bowl window or the playoff window, because let's face it, positions like Bijan's position, even Drake London's position, all these guys, you know, before you know it, they're going to be getting long in the tooth. And that's my argument as to why the Falcons need it right now. So I will hang up and listen and get your take. Thank you so
much. Well, hold on, Kevin. Before you hang up, I appreciate it. And you got some really good points. I wanted to ask you, how was your New Year's Eve? You said you had some jobs last night. Is New Year's Eve the biggest night in the limo industry?
Actually, it's a good night in the limo industry, but I will actually say it's probably bigger for the Uber drivers because New Year's Eve is amateur night.
Gotcha.
And so amateurs don't typically get limos. They actually just get Ubers, and they're smart enough at least to get the Uber so they don't get, like, you know, in trouble with the state patrol.
Invitation to the Gray Bar Motel. Like,
Exactly. Okay. But for us, you know, it's a good night, but I wouldn't say it's the best night.
Okay. Prom season or wedding season?
Definitely wedding season, but more leaning towards prom season. Both are very good. But proms are more consistent because not everybody's getting married every day.
There you go. All right, man. Good luck. Stay safe out there on the roads, and appreciate you listening.
No problem.
All right. I mean, you know, Don, when I was in the hotel industry, well before Uber or Lyft.
Okay? Yeah.
Limo drivers were very well, you know, we worked together, you know, because even, you know, and I don't know if he's driving like a stretch or something, but, you know, the sedan services back in the day was a huge deal for hotels. When you were a bellman or a doorman or a concierge, you could get somebody a sedan and they could get you there quick, a Lincoln Town Car or whatever it was. That was a huge deal back then. So, but Kevin says it's the Falcons, and he's got a great point. I sit here and Bijan Robinson. Man, oh, man, oh, man, I pray that you are not this generation's Barry Sanders. Because, and Kevin's got a great point, pretty soon those guys are going to be in the high 20s, as in their age, okay? And we all know at 30, some of them are going to drop off, if not drop off significantly.
Or I'll do you even one worse is maybe he's, what if he's not Barry Sanders? What if he's Saquon Barkley?
And he goes to another team and
goes here and immediately has success. Offensive player of the year, wins a Super Bowl, and is like, oh yeah, he could have done that here.
The problem is this. The Falcons are not going to make the mistake that the Giants made and not offer Bijan Robinson the world.
Are we sure?
Oh yeah.
Are we sure?
Whether he accepts is a different story. He may say, look, I'm taking my talent somewhere else, but the Falcons are going to offer him the biggest contract any running back's ever seen. That part I'll know.
Yeah.
Arthur Blank is not a cheap man. The Moore family that owns the Giants, they cheap. Okay? They cheap. They cheap. Okay? Cheap. Arthur Blank may not hire the right people. Arthur Blank's got bad luck for his franchises. The one thing you'll never call Arthur Blank is broke, and the second thing you won't call him is cheap. He will offer the money. He will offer Bijan Robinson. I mean, I'm not sitting here, you know, holding his account book, but I would imagine he'll offer Bijan Robinson. He's not going to go like, what was it, Jerry Jones when what was the quarterback from Ohio State was just killing everybody, and he didn't want to pay the man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, goodness.
Eat him up, jump into the barrel guy. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about,
Ezekiel Elliott.
Right. Ezekiel Elliott was by far the best running back in the NFL, and Jerry Jones lowballed him for like two or three straight years.
Yep.
Arthur Blank ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
When the time comes, whoever the GM is, because we don't know who that's going to be come Monday either. We don't. We may not be. They're going to go right to him and say, hey, offer this man the biggest contract any running back has ever seen. That's not going to be a problem. Okay? All right. 404-726-0929. The question is simple. Which team in this town needs the best 2026? Which team in this town can have the best 2026? Because nobody had a good 2025. Nobody. I convinced Dom now that we looked at it, nobody. None of these teams had a good 2025. None of them. But 2026 is here. Who we got next, Dom?
We got Martel.
Martel, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from? And which team needs the best 2026?
Hi, good evening. Listen, congratulations on the very high ratings. Very happy for you guys. And I hope the 2026 is even better. But listen, this is easy, okay? Out of the last 13 years, the Falcons have only had two playoff appearances in 2016 and 2017. You know what that says? ownership has been weak, fellas, okay? I know Mr. Blank's a nice guy, but that doesn't mean he's a strong owner, okay? People are losing interest. They have a hard time filling the stadium. And quite honestly, losing is just isn't fun to watch. So they really, really need it. And I think they can because I really like their draft this year. I think they nailed the draft on defense. There's still a lot of talent on offense. And, you know, listen, I know that you might think it's a quarterback problem, but look, to me, I see it as you've got two viable starters. So the Falcons need to own 2026 and January of 2027, and I think it'll be a big, big boost to the town. I still think the Braves are going to have the best 2026 because no one's going to be surprised if they win the World Series. They just have those horses. But and the Hawks, I just think they're too far away, but that's my take. Well, okay. Thank you guys. Have a great 2026.
Appreciate you. You got great stuff. All your points, very, very valid. Okay. The Falcons, you're right. Okay. I'm going to tell you this. Okay. Arthur Blank's a great individual. First off, he's a tremendous philanthropist. Okay. He is a great businessman. We all know that. Okay. But yes, his ownership regime of the Falcons has not provided or produced a lot of winning. Well, the Falcons haven't produced or did much winning since the day they got here, 1966, okay? I remember this, you know, Tom, I remember this like it was yesterday, 2004. I'm in the stadium, playoff games. We're playing the St. Louis Rams at the time. We win. Michael Vick has a great playoff game, right? Rams fans are upset. We're talking smack. A Rams fan sits up in front of all the Falcons fans. He said, guys, call me when your franchise has back-to-back winning seasons. Because we had 40 years of history, and at the time, we had never had back-to-back winning seasons. Not back-to-back playoff appearances. Not back-to-back championships. This man said, call me when your team has back-to-back winning season. That was 20 years ago, okay? But that man's right. He just said, out of the last 13 years, we've been to the playoffs twice. And they were back-to-back, thankfully. Super Bowl year, and then the year after that when we lost to the Eagles. 2 out of 13 is not good. That's a bad. That's 10%, less than 10%. We have not done a lot of winning. Arthur Blank deserves better as an owner. His regime has not produced a lot. He's well-respected around this league along his colleagues, okay? The ownership groups, the guys, well-respected. What he's done, he got the new stadium, paid for it, however that happened. Well-respected. He's got Atlanta United. Now he's got the Northwest Soccer League coming. The Arthur Blank Foundation, like I said, he's a great philanthropist. He does everything well, except for having his teams, now the United is in there too, win a lot on the field. So I hope the Falcons get a quick turnaround. I would love to have a playoff team in this town. I just don't see it happening when we have so many question marks about what this team could be in 2026. Will we have a lot of young talent? Yes. Will both of our rookies on defense be first team all defense rookies? Absolutely. Matter of fact, both of them could be like top five in rookie of the year balloting. One of them should win it. But there's still going to be a lot of questions about this team heading into training camp next year. One more hour to go. As a matter of fact, when we get into this last hour, it's time to talk a lot of NFL. Me and Dom, we got to have a real conversation because our teams are headed to another Sunday night showdown in the NFL. We'll talk playoffs, NFL, Falcons, Saints, all that in the 9 o'clock hour, 404-726-0929. This is the New Year's edition of Time Out with Eric Slaughter here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.